Our scripture reading this morning is taken from Psalm 33, verses 16 to 22. The king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great might, it cannot rescue. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Yeah, blessed morning, my brothers and sisters. I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And on behalf of the pastoral team and admin team, we want to thank congregants for your well wishes, for your gifts and your presence during the Christmas season. May the Lord bless you richly and abundantly as we prepare to enter the new year. And we want to give thanks to God that this has been a remarkable year for us in PSBC. Not only have we commemorated our 180th anniversary with commemorative event every month leading up to the service in September, the Lord has also blessed us with the completion of the lease renewal for the next 30 years. And those of us who follow the news will know that this has been featured in the papers just 2 weeks ago. And this is something that we can truly give thanks to God for the way that the Lord has blessed us so wonderfully. As we come to this final Sunday of the year, in fact, the final day of the year, as we prepare to enter the new year, may we find our confidence and trust, knowing that our faithful God, who has been faithful to us, will continue to be with us as we start the new year. Let us pray. O God, our loving Heavenly Father, we give thanks for the abundance of your goodness to us and the provision of your grace to us that has brought us through the year. And as we reflect over the year that is coming to an end and anticipate the new year that is starting, we pray that you will speak to us so that we may know what it means to trust you in every season of our life. For we pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There was an animal behavior experiment in which the researchers placed rats in two separate containers of water. In the first container, the rats managed to stay afloat and they all drowned within an hour. But in the second container, the researchers lifted up the rats out of the water periodically before placing them back into the water. And the study managed to discover that the rats in the second container of water managed to stay afloat for over 24 hours. Why? The reason was not because they were given rest, but rather they were given hope. The rats were given hope that if they stayed afloat just a little longer, they could be rescued from the water. And what is true for animals is also true for humans as well. During the Holocaust, the Austrian psychiatrist Viktor Frankl, he survived the horrific imprisonment in the Nazi concentration camp. And he made an important observation. He realized that whether a prisoner of war, survived the imprisonment, was not so much due to the external circumstances, but rather due to a more important reason of whether they had hope in the future. And he observed that whenever a prisoner lost hope in the future, the likelihood was that the prisoner would die. Hope is a powerful force for human survival. Hope is essential for the spiritual life. And that is why hope is such an important, fundamental, and foundational theme in the Bible. In the Old Testament, in Psalm 33, we shall see how the psalmist called the people to place their hope in God and God alone. And likewise for us, as we come to the threshold of New Year, we shall find inspiration of what it means for us to end this year, to start the New Year, trusting in God and God alone. And firstly, the psalmist calls us to reject false hope in self. For it is written in verses 16 to 17, "The king is not saved by his great army, a warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great might it cannot rescue." Since the beginning of Psalm 33, the psalmist has declared God to be the almighty creator of all creations and the sovereign ruler over all nations. And having displayed his faithfulness to his chosen people, he called them to trust in him and him alone. But we have seen in the history of Israel, the people were often tempted to trust in the size of their armies, the strength of their warriors, and the might of their horses to deliver them from the enemies. And time and again, God proved and demonstrated that only those who trusted in him and him alone would be delivered. But it is not just Israelites who succumb to the delusion of false hope. Because the delusion of false hope is that we trust in our possession, in our position, in our privilege to save us, to rescue us, and to deliver us. That is the delusion of false hope. In AD 79, Mount Vesuvius erupted so suddenly that the heat waves decimated everything in its path. It erupted so violently that the volcanic ashes buried the entire Roman city of Pompeii. And over the centuries, archaeologists excavated the site, and they found something very interesting. They found that many of the people died in all kinds of positions, as though they died instantly where they were. Why? Because the eruption was so violent, was so sudden, that the people did not have any time to escape. They died where they were. And that was why they were found in all kinds of positions. In fact, back in 2020, there was an excavation. They found two well-preserved bodies next to each other. And they were so well-preserved that the archaeologists could even determine the clothing that the people were wearing when they died. There was one body, probably a man in his 30s or 40s, and the archaeologists believed that he was wearing a cloak under his neck, which would suggest that he was probably a rich man. Beside that body, there was another body lying there, probably a man in his 20s, a young man. And they believed that he was wearing a simple tunic. But for a young man, they discovered that he had some spinal injuries. And so from the simple attire and the fact that a young person could have injuries to his spine suggested that that person could have been a slave. So the rich man and the slave died next to each other. Position, privilege, possession could not save any one of them, not even the rich man. Because when death comes suddenly and violently, it exposes the delusion of false hope. And so we are called to reject false hope in self and turn to true hope in God. The psalmist describes this true hope in verses 18 to 19. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. And here we see two aspects of what it means to have true hope in God. Firstly, we have true hope in God because of the watchful eye of God. The watchful eye of God guards over all those who fear him and hope in his steadfast love. Secondly, we can have true hope in God because of the powerful hand of God. The powerful hand of God delivers the soul from death and keeps alive in famine. And so we can have true hope in God because the watchful eye of God is upon us and the powerful hand of God is with us. And so at the threshold of a new year, what difference will it make for you and make for us to reject false hope in self? And on this final day of the year, how will you describe 2023? And some of us believe that this has been a good year because we emerge out of the shadows of the pandemic. We could resume many of our pre-pandemic, pre-COVID activities, and especially travel. But some of us, perhaps because of personal issues, work challenges, health concerns, this has not been a good year for you. And in fact, there could be still others whose circumstances worsened in the past few months, that cast a shadow over the new year that's starting. Whatever our circumstances, all of us hope for a better year. Isn't it so? But perhaps if we were to ponder beyond our mere circumstances and in the light of God's word to us today, perhaps some of us may realize how easy it has been for us to trust in the delusion of false hope, to trust in how our position, our privilege, our possession could perhaps secure a better future for us, but it all came to nothing. There's also another way to think about it. Think about it this way. We live in such a high-tech society that almost all kinds of problems that we face can be solved by technology. But people in sociologists, theologians, philosophers observe the way that technology has shaped our life. And theologians warn, and we should take note, how easy it could be for technology to usurp the place of God in our lives and to lessen our need for God in our lives. According to theologians such as Jackie Ilo and Neil Postman, they observe that the more we use technology, the more it mediates to us the value of addressing problems with technological solution. And another writer, Stephen Momsma, in his book Responsible Technology, described this phenomenon as technicism. Interesting word. It speaks of our tendency to solve problems by technological means. And any problem can be solved as long as we have the technology. But we should not be surprised by such a phenomenon, because our self-sufficiency is at the core of our human fallenness. Church Father St. Augustine once made this observation: by craving to be more, man becomes less. And by aspiring to be self-sufficient, he fell away from him, that is referring to God, who is truly sufficient for him. And therefore, at whatever trials and troubles and tribulations that we are going through, at the threshold of a new year, we are invited to consider a better future. What is that better future? That better future is to reject false hope in self and turn to true hope in God, in his watchful eye over us, in his powerful hand with us. The psalmist not only calls us to reject false hope in self, secondly, the psalmist calls us to renew true hope in God. For it is written in verses 20 to 22, "Our soul waits for the Lord, he is our help and our shield. For our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you." And in this passage, we see three principles on how we can renew true hope in God. Verse 20, "Our soul waits for the Lord, he is our help and our shield." And so the first principle is to remain in hope, because God is our help and our shield. We are guarded by God's watchful eye. We are delivered by God's powerful hand. And we are defended by God's protective shield. Verse 21 says, "For our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name." That's the next verse. And so the second principle is to rejoice in hope, because we trust in God's holy name. And because God's holy name embodies all his goodness, we can rejoice knowing that the worst thing is not the last thing. The worst thing is not the last thing, because God in his goodness works all things for our good. And therefore, the psalmist calls us to rejoice in hope. Next, verse 22 says, "Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you." And so the third principle is that we are to rest in hope, because God's steadfast love is upon us. Rest in hope because God's steadfast love will never leave you. Rest in hope because God's steadfast love will never forsake you. Rest in hope because God's steadfast love will never abandon you. And so as we renew true hope in God by remaining in hope, rejoicing in hope, and resting in hope, this is the better future for us. But it is difficult to remain in hope in times of trials. It is difficult to rejoice in hope in times of troubles. It is difficult to rest in hope in times of tribulations. We want to avoid our trials. We want to lessen our troubles. We want to shorten our tribulations. But there are only certain things that God can do in our lives if we learn to remain in hope, rejoice in hope, and rest in hope. A Christian writer, David Roper, put it this way: "Waiting is the time for soul making. The time to develop the quieter virtues. Submission. Humility. Patience. Endurance. Persistence. The quiet virtues take the longest to learn, are the last to be learned, and it seems can only be learned through God's delays. The very thing we are most inclined to resist. My brothers and sisters, where are you in the midst of the trials and troubles and tribulations right now in your life? Now, that are drawing you to more fully experience God's watchful eye guarding you, His powerful hand delivering you, and His protective shield defending you. And where are you in your life right now that needs to remain in hope, to rejoice in hope, and to rest in hope? Where are you right now that needs to hear God's word as you begin to start the new year very soon? More than a month ago, on 12th of November, high up in the Himalayan foothills, a road tunnel had collapsed and trapped 41 Indian workers who were working deep inside. With the only exit sealed by tons of debris, the workers faced the immediate threat of suffocation, and then perhaps, if they didn't suffocate, perhaps to die by starvation. That disaster sparked off a marathon rescue effort that led the rescue team to send a pipeline from outside all the way to the workers to send firstly oxygen and then small food package through that pipeline to sustain the workers. But the attempt to rescue them was a massive challenge because of the risk of falling debris that would further collapse the tunnel. But the situation became desperate when the drill machine broke down just 20 meters away from reaching the other side. And so they deployed a rescue team to dig by hand through the 20 meters all the way to the other side. And finally, after 17 days, they were able to dig through that final stretch, just 20 meters. And according to the workers who were rescued, all of them were rescued. And according to their testimony, when food was first delivered through the pipeline, one of them said, "We felt someone above had reached out to us. We felt someone above had reached out to us." And it was no wonder that headlines all over the world reported that hope had kept them alive. Whatever that you're going through today, in the final day of the year, moving into the new year, there is a far greater hope that we have in God and God alone, whose watchful eye will guide you, whose powerful hand will deliver you, and whose protective shield will defend you. In the past, Manger Square in Bethlehem would have been crowded with tourists in December, because that would be traditionally believed to be the birthplace of Jesus Christ, but no longer so this year because of the war situation. But there was an art installation of the nativity scene that was set up right at Manger Square. But the statues of Joseph, Mary, and baby Jesus, not surrounded by statues of animals, because it was not meant to be a manger scene. All the statues were surrounded by rubble, debris, barbed wires. Jesus Christ was born in the midst of death, destruction, and devastation. Yet, guarded by God's watchful eye, delivered by God's powerful hand, and defended by God's protective shield, That picture may be a picture of your life right now. That may be even be a picture of your life into the future, in the new year. Full of rubble, debris, barbed wires, but you can remain in hope, rejoice in hope, and rest in hope, because God's watchful eye will guard you. God's powerful hand will deliver you, and God's protective shield will defend you. Amen. Let us all stand, my brothers and sisters, as we respond. My brothers and sisters, the year is coming to an end. And how will you describe this year? Some good, some bad, some mix of good and bad. And perhaps some of us, your situation has worsened and cast a shadow over what is to come. But in the way that God protected Jesus Christ in the midst of danger, is the picture of how he will protect you as well. And so let us spend some moments as we sing this closing song. Reject that delusion of false hope and place our trust, true hope, in God alone.